You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it's Easter Sunday. I hope you're doing some worshiping today. And by that, I don't mean invisible people in the sky. I'm talking about men with cocks or fag pussy. I don't know, whatever you like on this Sunday. So anyway, a couple of site things I want to get out of the way first. First thing, if you have not read any of the posts that I put up over the last week, I definitely recommend that you go back and read them because they are incredible posts about incredible things. And they are, I consider them to be critical reading. So please look over a couple of those. A couple of them are very, very good and they're very important. So, okay, second thing. I have a guest that may be coming on to this podcast to do an interview. He would be the most incredible guest of all time. Okay. If you were to ask me, who would you like to interview for your podcast? His name would be the name. And if he were to come on to this podcast, and I think he's going to, it would not only transform this website and this podcast, but it would blow open the message of hierarchy to the masses. Because he is the living embodiment of hierarchy. I can't think of a better ambassador of hierarchy than this man. And the idea that I could interview him at all humbles me a great deal. I've been panicking ever since the discussions began about that, trying to come up with the questions I would ask this person. So I would say stay tuned, because something big, big, big is going to happen here, I think. So, fingers crossed. The third thing is this. This podcast is not going to be free much longer. My intention all along was to put it behind a paywall at some point, because this website, I've been basically paying it for it out of pocket and doing all the work on it for 5 years now for free. It's all been free. But it's getting bigger. It's getting more expensive. It's getting more difficult to handle. So I did set up a Patreon account, which many of you know. It's $10 a month. But I'm going to put the podcast behind the paywall on Patreon probably at some point very soon. It seems like people enjoy the podcast. People enjoy my website. But, you know, I could use the support. Believe me, my pride and my generosity are begging me not to do something like this, okay? I would love to just give it away for free forever, do all this work for free forever. I would do it. But at some point, you know, we have to take responsibility, right, for what we use. And, you know, this website is a resource, and it's continuing to grow. So I could use your help, I guess. And this podcast is something that I can directly give to the people that are supporting me. You know what I mean? So I'm just putting that out there. I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. So just warning you ahead of time. The website is patreon.com. Most of you are familiar with Patreon accounts these days. It's Fags Worship Alphas at Patreon. So anyway, with that out of the way, you know, I was thinking about Easter Sunday and how ridiculous it is in a way that people flock to churches. They're not doing it this time because of a virus, but they flock to church on days like this to worship invisible beings in the sky, right? People that they've never seen. They don't have any evidence, direct evidence, really, that they exist. But they worship those invisible people with their whole life. They devote their whole life to it. And I thought to myself today, how ridiculous is that when we have actual gods living on the earth today in the form of men? Think about it. Men are gods on this earth. They've transformed this earth. They have the entire human society that we see around us. Anywhere you live in the world, the society where you live, it was all built by men. It was designed by men, planned by men, built by men, basically. Every bridge, every building, every edifice of any kind, it's all been built by men. They are the gods of the earth. And when you think about alphas specifically are literal gods. They are perfect men. You know, they have the genetics, the intelligence, the emotional stability, the wisdom, etc. When you have a protector alpha, that protector alpha is a god. Why would we worship something invisible when we have actual gods living among us to worship? I think about how foolish it is sometimes when you hear a little bottom boy that, you know, very prissy and thinks they're, you know, the world revolves around their pussy, okay? And they rebel against serving a man. I mean, why would you ever reject that opportunity? These are the greatest of men. They deserve worship and service. You know. And I just think about the qualities that we attribute to God. Okay? You know, I think about Master Nick, who is becoming quickly legendary among my readers. You know, when you think about a God cares for his servants, right? He takes care of his servants. He protects his servants. Master Nick does that. Every couple of days, he takes his faggots, he disassembles their chastity cage, and he cleans them personally. Cleans their cage and puts their cage back on them. I mean, that's stunning care, isn't it? I mean, that's what a God would do, right? But he's doing it. Master Nick doesn't allow his faggots to leave the apartment without him accompanying them during this COVID-19 crisis. Why? I mean, technically speaking, they're adults, right? His faggots are adults. But he doesn't allow them to go out without his accompanying them. Why? Because, like he said today, these faggots are my property and my responsibility, and I am their master. I am going to take care of them and make sure that they're safe. Isn't that what a God would do? Master Nick is functioning as a god to these faggots. You think about Master Yannick. He now owns 3 faggots. And he is disciplining those faggots, training those faggots through chastity, through difficult lessons. Isn't that what a God does? He disciplines his servants. Why does he discipline? Why does a parent discipline a child? Because the parent or God wants that child, that servant, to be better, to be safe. Master Yannick is refining his faggots and making them into better faggots, faggots that serve properly, faggots that can be find fulfillment in their service. Now, sometimes that discipline is harsh, but most discipline is not pleasant when it's being administered, right? But it yields fruit afterwards, right? So Master Yannick is functioning like a god, you know. I think about Master Dylan. If you read the post from a couple of days ago, Master Dylan spent the entire day breeding 2 of his 3 faggots. He bred them 14 times in 24 hours, okay? He would have been 15, but he blew his final load 15 minutes into the next day, so he missed the cutoff. But 14 times he bred those 2 faggots. Isn't that a show of power on his part? Doesn't God show his overwhelming power? Wouldn't any God show that kind of power, that kind of ownership? Master Dylan is showing that, you know. And, you know, I'm thinking about also like Master Luca, who I just started chronicling. Very young alpha, but he was born alpha. It's in his genetics, and he knows it. Wouldn't a god know that? A god always was a god, right? He was never anything else but a god. It's the same with Master Luca. He was never anything but alpha from the day he came into the world. And now he's learning to be a better alpha. He's learning about his power. But again, gods here on the earth. The hierarchy is a structure created by nature, essentially, to create order in our society. And nature determines genetically these great men among us who serve as gods. And the rest of us, like me, I was born a faggot. Other faggots would agree. They were born faggots. We were born to serve them. And nature knows what it's doing in that department, okay? These great, great men are put on this earth to lead us and to be worshipped by us. And we, in turn, when we worship them and serve them, they are built up even more. And it's a perfectly functioning machine of nature. And I can't think of a better church than that. We, as worshipers, are there in the church of hierarchy, worshiping our gods, who are real, who are here on the earth, tangible, and they actually affect our lives directly. That's the best kind of church that I can think of. And we are fortunate to be able to worship there. So don't waste your time on false gods or false religion. Worship true gods among us, and worship in a church that is actually affecting our world, like hierarchy. Well, that's all I've got, really. If you have any questions or comments, you can always write to me at fagsworshipalphas.com. There's a question box on the site in the sidebar. I'm still taking questions at fwa-final.tumblr.com. I'm also on BDMSLR. It's fagsworshipalphas.bdmslr. I'm not saying that right, am I? .com. I'm on Twitter at fworshipalphas. And you can always write to me in email form, fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com. It's a lot of ways to get a hold of me. You can't miss me. Okay. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the podcast, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your holiday worshiping true alphas, okay? True gods. I will talk to you soon, all right? I love you. Bye.